I told you all we met Hubert Davis, the coach of the Tar Heels, while we were on vacation.
Yeah, I just bumped into the guy. How about that?
It was incredible. We were at a restaurant. The restaurant's called the Oceanic. We always go when we're in at the beach. We like it because you can sit outside, like on the pier that leads out to the, it goes way out in the ocean. There's a ton of surfers out there. You know, it's really a cool place, good photographs and all that. So we were sitting outside and our table was right against the window. Well, right through the window, you know, a foot away was Hubert Davis.
But it
was,
so he was on the dining
room. He was on the, in the inside. We were outside. He was inside, but it was slightly tinted.
Heart. You should draw a heart in your breath.
Oh my God.
I just was like,
I'm a fog Hubert, up the windows.
Oh my God. Hubert.
I started
H U B. Is it you?
With a heart around.
With a little foot.
That's right.
With a tar heel.
Yeah. It was funny the way we, I didn't see him because it was tinted.
Were you the guy who said I should be fired? No.
We are not bringing that up. Absolutely not.
That, yeah, you called in a couple of talk shows and a podcast. No one listens to podcasts.
No one listens to that stuff. I was, the way we saw him, Hubert Davis, coach of the Tar Heels.
Was he with his family?
He was with his wife, I assume. It was a lady he was talking to. But I was chastising my son. It was me on the outside of the table, my son who was inches from Hubert Davis without knowing it, my wife and daughter on the other side of the table. And my son had just ordered his food. The waitress came over and said, you know, what can I get you? And he goes, I'll do a burger and I'll do it with fries. And she goes, how would you like cookies? I'll do medium. Well, they know. My daughter.
Too casual.
I cannot stand. I'll do.
Were you just squeezing the dinner roll?
I just was. Absolutely. May I please have the cheeseburger with mayonnaise? May I please get that with fries?
And as for my side, I shall choose French fried potatoes.
Yes. So she leaves, and I turn to my son, and I said, I have told you a million times, when you say, I'll do this, and he goes, is that Hubert Davis? Oh, my God.
Don't change the subject now.
Nice try, son. That is not Hubert. Is that Hubert Davis?
And it was.
Here, switch seats with me.
It was. Hey, Hubert. What are you eating?
So I started waving at him.
What are you doing here?
He did the cheeseburger. He did the cheeseburger and he did the fries.
He did a medium.
Exactly how it was. I was waving to him and he looked over at me and he just smiled and I did like a basketball shot.
I mimed an air ball.
I was like, I know who you are. I know
this has happened to you before. I wonder if the waiter went out and was like, we got a real special guy inside. You mind, you think you could just say hey to him? He's a big fan.
He's a fan.
Real special guy.
Yeah. So then my wife said, you've got to get a picture with him. And I said, I don't want to bother.
Not while he's eating. Those are the rules. Right. That's hard and fast.
Now, they were almost done. We were just starting, but he was getting his check and stuff. So I stared at him. And he sat and talked with his wife for probably 10 more minutes. And I just stared. I said, do not let him.
Why are you eating at 4 o'clock, Hubert?
It was early. It was very early.
I know how you guys roll.
You know, we go out real early. And so we were just starting. It was probably 5:45. And he was done. And my wife said, you've got to go and get a picture with him. And get a picture with Ben, our son. And I looked at my son. He's wearing a darn Tennessee shirt. And I said,
Oh, that's his future school.
Yeah, I know. So finally.
What are you wearing? Non-committal gear?
Non-committal. I said, why don't I have my Tar Heel shirt on?
Oh, the one time.
The one time I'm not wearing my Tar Heel shirt. I was wearing.
Were you wearing your pink shorts?
No. No, I had gone to a.
I'll do the pink shorts. And I'll do the Tennessee orange top.
Real vacation wear.
Good vibes only. Was it positive vibes?
Positive vibes only. And so I was wearing my Wrightsville Beach shirt.
Okay.
Like, okay. All right. So he gets up and I said,
now. move.
Now's the time.
So did the whole family get up?
Just my son was like, I can't do it. So I said, well, I'll do it. So I get up. And go out and chase him to the parking lot. Now he's walking down the stairs. Into the
he's tossing.
Lot.
He's yeah. getting his car valeted.
Yes. And I said, Coach.
Hubert. I know we got enough players this year. I know your son's great.
I'm sure he's got a great jump shot.
Yeah, you can send me his mixtape like every other kid does now.
Right.
Send me his YouTube clips.
Let me tell you, my wife said I'd be kicking myself. I didn't ask for a photo. I'm a big fan. And
way to throw her under the bus.
Sure did. And he goes, oh, of course. He could not have been nicer. I mean, seriously. So we take a selfie. Well, right at that moment, here comes my son. I said, oh, this is my son. Would you mind getting a picture with him? He goes, of course not. I said, now he's wearing a Tennessee shirt. Because I thought maybe he didn't want that. Like, I could put it out on the internet. Mm. Always. He goes, oh, Tennessee is an awesome university. I'm so good for you. Congratulations. What an incredibly nice guy. I mean, just couldn't have been nicer.
Do you, when you did what you did, did other people recognize Coach Davis?
That's when people start, like,
you open the door.
Yeah, and people start saying, who is that? I said that. One lady said, who is that? I said, that's the coach of the Tar Heels, Hubert Davis. They're like, I knew it when he sat out. And he went on to his car. And a couple of others then won.
Now, did you end it well? Or traditionally, you don't really know how to end interactions like this. So did you hit him with an NIL, am I right?
Yep. Yep.
How's the team look this year?
Yep. Good luck to the team.
Yeah, let's turn it around this time.
Yep. All right.
Some good pickups in the transfer portal.
Yep. How about let's make it the tournament this year? You know, that's that kind
it's
of
every other year business. Uh-uh.
That's not going to fly.
I never liked Caleb Love.
Remember recently someone transferred out of there named Vin Allen Lubin. I'd never heard of him.
Yeah.
That was when our also Tar Heel fans said, Vin Allen Lubin, right? And I was like,
yep.
Unbelievable.
All day.
I didn't know who that was. So I started talking a little shop, and he's like, enjoy your dinner.
Yeah.
Enjoy your dinner, and he's out. But could not have been a nicer guy. And I thought to myself, this is how you treat somebody. You know, this is the way you treat somebody. I was just so pleased that it worked out that way. I knew not to go up to him while he was sitting at the table. I mean, that's just wrong.
Good for you.
Yeah, you can't do that. But after it was, you know, when he was walking out, he didn't seem to mind at all. My wife and daughter didn't do it, but I loved it. It was just
regrets on their part?
No. I mean, they're not. They're not huge fans.
Yeah. You
know? Your wife did go to the same school.
She did.
Yeah.
At the same time. I think he graduated in the early 90s, and okay. I think they overlapped by a year or so. And she had classes with some of the Tar Heel players.
I thought I remember that.
Who was it? Oh, she's so not into basketball, my wife. There was a guy named Dante Calabria that played there.
Oh, yeah.
And she
a heartthrob.
Well.
Campus heartthrob.
She was in a study group with Dante Calabria, and all the girls came up to her after and said, oh, my God, you're with Dante. And she's like, I don't know what you're, you know, I don't know why that's great, other than he's good looking. And they're like, he's a basketball player. And she didn't even know.
No.
And she spent some quality time with Henrik Rödl.
Yep.
That's it. That's all that she knows about basketball.
I'm glad to hear he was a super nice guy. Oh, he always seems like he would be.
And I think he's real. I think he's is.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to put on too many airs. I mean, when I see him interacting with the media or when he was doing media, when he was a sports announcer.
Yeah. And our 1 minute interaction with him just could not have been better. So I was very, very happy to see that.
How was the burger?
I'll do
dessert.
It got a very good review. I had the swimsuit body tuna salad, seared tuna salad.
You know, dressing on the side.
Yes.
With your pink shorts, I'm assuming you had the tuna salad.
Correct. Yeah, you got that one right. Coming up here on the Two Guys Named Chris Show.
We got the skinny bitch Mark. Also me.
I bet they didn't even ask. They just sat it down in front of you.
Who's the skinny bitch?
Right here.
Right here.